Well, Jackie, we've got Gus G on the show with us this week. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm fine.
Long time no speak.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, how's things?
Things are great. Happy to have you on the show. And Gus, you work with different singers in different bands. Ozzy, everyone who sang for Firewind, and most recently, Jeff Scott Soto, who just played shows with you. As a musician, what makes the opportunity to play with a wide range of voices so appealing?
Well, you know, I figured that I cannot keep a steady singer in Firewind, so I might as well start working with all of them in a solo band. You know, I mean, no, it's the whole idea came together. You know, when I was doing my solo album, I co-wrote a couple of songs with a couple of different people, and then I had the idea of just inviting different singers and just playing with different guys, and because the songs were, every song called like for, it was almost like a different vibe, you know, so they were like some stuff that was more mellow, more acoustic, and then some more heavier stuff. So anyways, I did a little bit of I went down the route that Slash went into his first solo album, you know, just inviting different people and co-writing with different people, and that was exciting to me, you know, just the opportunity to get to write with different people and have different voices over it, you know. It was cool.
Gus G of Firewind and Ozzy Osbourne's band, of course, with us on the show. His new solo album, I Am the Fire, is out now. Here's a tune from it that features Alexia Rodriguez from Eyes Set to Kill. It's Long Way Down on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Gus G is our guest on the show this week. And Gus, if you were going to start working on a new Ozzy album today, as a guitarist, what would be foremost on your mind?
Well, obviously, I would want to have, you know, it has to have that classic Ozzy stamp on there, you know, the guitar, you know, with the riffs and stuff, you know, but at the same time, you know, it has to be, that's the cool thing with Ozzy, you know, you have like the, you know, the 80s era and the 90s era, and he always like, his sound was always updated, you know, with every decade, you know, so, and you know, even like the last couple of albums, Black Rain and Scream, you know, they were like, they really fit into what was going on at the time, you know, so, you know, probably try to make it as modern as possible, but at the same time keep the classic Ozzy element on there. You know, you need to have that classic, you know, like guitar sound on there and the stamp, you know. Of course, you know, the thing is, it comes down to whatever the man, you know, sings, it's just gonna sound like him no matter what, you know. Even if it's like an industrial metal track or if it's like a classic 80s type of track, it doesn't matter, you know. If Ozzy sings over something, it's him.
Gus G is our guest on the show. His new solo album, I Am the Fire, is out now. Gonna take a quick break. Still to come, Joss's weekly pick from the pit, that's coming up next. Also, music from Machine Head, New Exodus, and more with Gus G. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Gus G is our guest on the show this week, and you've spent much of this year promoting and touring your solo album, I Am the Fire. What's the next project that you have in the works?
Well, actually, I'm going back to Europe. Actually, we're starting in South America. I'm part of a project called Metal All Stars, and it's a great gathering of a lot of musicians. We're going to be touring South America and Europe in November and December. It's going to be a lot of great people on there, like Zach Wilde and Blasco and James LeBrie of Dream Theater and Dave Ellison of Megadeth and Joey Belladonna and Carmen and Vinnie Appice. So a lot of great people on there. And we're going to just go out there, have fun, and play a lot of heavy metal classics for the fans.
Sounds awesome. It's Full Metal Jackie, Gus G on the show with us. His new solo album, I Am the Fire, is out now. Going to take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Machine Head. And of course, more with Gus G. Full Metal Jackie, Gus G is our guest on the show. Gus, what's the biggest difference in the way you approach the guitar now compared to when you were a younger player developing his style and technique?
You know, back when I was younger, obviously, you know, it's like I was still playing like most of the same things, but you know, as you mature as a player, you get to play those same things better. I think I'm much more musical today than when I was before. When you're younger, you just only want to play fast and all that stuff, but now I still want to play fast. I can't help it, but at the same time, you know, your phrasing as a guitar player and your sense of melody just develops. You know, everything develops. You know, and that's one thing you realize, that you know it never really ends, you know, just guitar, it's like just like endless possibilities and endless ways to play a certain phrase or a certain melody or whatever it is, you know, you're going to do.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gus G is our guest on the show. Got to take a quick break. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up next and more with Gus G. Stick around.
Fire.
New music from Decapitated and their album Blood Mantra. It's out now. Full Metal Jackie, Gus G is our guest on the show. Gus, tell us what's to come for the rest of the year going into 2015.
Yeah, like I said before, I'm doing this Metal All-Stars tour in South America and Europe, so that's going to keep me busy from mid-November until Christmas. I'm working on the new batch of songs for my next solo album. Hopefully, I'll be able to release that sometime in 2015. Probably I'm going to be doing another solo tour in Europe early next year, and then we're going to be doing the Oz Fiesta with Ozzy in Mexico. I don't know if you heard about that. That's going to be the end of May.
I did. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. 5 days in a hotel resort with Ozzy, and Black Label Society is going to be there, and then it's going to be fantastic.
Awesome. Well, good luck with everything. And Gus, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jackie. Take care.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. We've got more metal on the way.